You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to a Tuesday morning edition on 89.9 KRPS. Good morning, I'm Fred Fletcher Fierro. Currently we have sunny skies and 46 degrees in Pittsburgh at 7:04. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier continues to seek federal approval for a Medicaid work requirement, despite opposition from lawmakers. More from Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service.
Governor Collier wants to require some low-income Medicaid recipients to work in exchange for their health coverage. He argues it would help them become more self-sufficient. Many lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, say that could deny care to thousands, so they're hoping to block the proposal in a budget bill. But with time running out on the legislative session, they worry the governor could veto that part of the bill without giving them a chance to override him. House Minority Leader Jim Ward.
It is appalling that the number of people in the House and the Senate who oppose these ideas and their voices are being stifled.
The administration says it's willing to back off a controversial proposal to impose lifetime limits on Medicaid benefits, but lawmakers opposed to the changes say that's not enough of a concession. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
Kansas's top child welfare official on Monday proposed a $24 million in additional spending over 3 years and said her agency needs to hire dozens of workers who are not licensed social workers to conduct investigation into reports of abuse and neglect. The measure is outlined by Gina Meyer-Hummel, Secretary of State Department of Children's and Families for Kansas, would be on top of the two-year, $16.5 million package she and Governor Jeff Collier announced in January. Their first plan was designed to address ongoing problems in the state's foster care system. A Democratic lawmaker from the St. Louis area is refusing to resign for regularly appearing by phone on a controversial radio talk show. Representative Bob Burns of Afton says he's called in as a listener to a show hosted by Bob Romniak. State party leaders, Senator Claire McCaskill, and several Democratic legislators say they heard Burns agree with racist and derogatory comments made by Romanek on his show, and they demanded over the weekend that Burns resign from office. But on Monday, he and his comments were edited to make them to make him look bad.
They have tapes of me talking. A lot of those tapes, I believe all of them have been spliced. So it makes me look like I might be agreeing with him, but he'll be say something racist, and I'll say, put on this veterans issue. You can tell they've been spliced together.
House Democratic Leader Gail McCann Beatty says even if Burns' comments were altered, it's, quote, reprehensible, unquote, that he called into the show in the first place. She has stripped Burns of all his House committee assignments. Support for NPR comes from Visiting Angels, professional caregivers assisting adults in bathing, dressing, meals, and light housework nationwide. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. Office locations are at visitingangels.com. The Royals were off yesterday and will start a three-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at Kauffman. First pitch at 7:15. The weather forecast for southeast Kansas. Increasingly cloudy skies throughout today with calm winds. Pretty nice high, though, with 74 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies overnight, along with a 50% chance of rain, a low of 52. For Wednesday, cloudy with showers likely tomorrow, a 60% chance and a high of 59.